Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Elston. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Elston. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Rand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whammy Douglas. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Whammy Douglas. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is hit by the pitch. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douglas fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Douglas. Adams moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive towards first. Long catches it and steps on first to double up Clemente. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Groat reaches second base with a double. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Long scores. Banks moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston bunts towards the mound. Douglas fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Douglas can't make a play. That's a base hit. Banks scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Rand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Smith pinch hits for Whammy Douglas. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rand moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Purkey now pitching. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0-for-0 in the game. Elston is hit by the pitch. Neiman moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey can't make a play. That's a base hit. Neiman moves to third. Elston moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. Speak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Elston moves to third. Adams moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tanner throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Freese, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rand for a passed ball. Long moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Long scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Cubs. Red Swanson now pitching. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Elston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Elston moves to second. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Bobby Adams. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Bobby Morgan now playing third base. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Rand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rand is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Pritchard pinch hits for Red Swanson. Buddy Pritchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pritchard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Smith now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Neiman strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Rand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rand is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 4 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Long reaches second base with a double. Skinner throws the ball into Freeze, who tags Long trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Morin goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Baker pinch hits for Bob Smith. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lown, and towards Kindle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Nellie King now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Neiman hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown is 0 for 1 in the game. Lown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 8-2, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.